something, I'll say, selfish, just because it's my interest. It involves comedian Jerry Seinfeld, who's going to be making an appearance later on this year in the Great Lakes Bay region, by the way. You'll be hearing more about that as you get closer to it, but going to be at the Dow Event Center. But I'm sure if you search online and get your tickets right now for Jerry's appearance. So Jerry Seinfeld is planning to do a type of feature film. And remember, now he's a comic, mm-hmm. obviously. And it says here he is going to direct, produce, star, and co-write a movie that has to do with Pop-Tarts.
Oh, yeah, that found your eye right away, didn't it? Yes.
I don't normally go to movies, but I might go. Yeah, so the question, as this story was written, this was a story, by the way, in Food and Wine.
Oh, all right.
Nice.
They have Pop-Tarts on the concession stand at your favorite theater?
Well, if they do, I'm sure I look at them and say, love Pop-Tarts, but...
I'd like to know what kind of wine goes with a Pop-Tart.
Oh, no, that's a good question, yeah. Right. If it's in food and wine, what would you recommend? Maybe it would depend on the flavor.
The flavor probably comes into play.
Food and Wine wonders, why would anyone want to do a movie about Pop-Tarts? Well, apparently, Jerry Seinfeld actually has done some routines on Pop-Tarts. In fact, on a Netflix special, he had done something. And for his productions company was looking to do something, and he decided that he wanted to expand on his Pop-Tart routine. So now it says that his 5-minute breakdown of Pop-Tart jokes were something that, after being stuck at home throughout the pandemic, watching endless sad faces on TV, I thought it was a good time to do something on pure silliness, so we're going to take my stand-up bit and explode it into a giant, crazy comedy movie. It's reportedly slated to start shooting in May. No release date is set at this time. Okay. No working title either. We just know that that is the working plot, if you will. It's described as a Pop-Tart blockbuster. the budget, it says here, is pegged at nearly $70
million. Whoa. Holy cow, they're buying a lot of Pop-Tarts.
I'd like to know what Kellogg thinks about this. And should they start planning now to expand the product development because could just increase, you know, the demand, the huge sales of Pop-Tarts?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Now, it just so happens that through some research and the help of course, YouTube, I proclaimed a little bit of his Pop-Tart routine.
Oh, okay.
So I thought that we'd have a little idea of what he did with Pop-Tarts. This runs about a minute and a half, which led him to the movie. So here you go, Jerry Seinfeld and Pop-Tarts.
The Pop-Tart, by the way, was a moment in time when they invented, and I think Tom Brokaw tonight is going to be talking about the baby boom, and I am of that era, and when I was about 8, they invented the Pop-Tart, the back of my head blew right off. Right? Do you remember? Like, what? I was in the supermarket aisle with my mother, and I'm like, hold it, hold up, hold everything. What the hell is that? Fruit-filled frosted rectangles in a box, the same. The food is in the shape of the box. What is this? You open the box, they're not even in there. They're in packets. Remember the packets? Lined with some kind of metallic alloy from NASA to protect them from gamma rays and Russian satellites might shoot at your brown sugar cinnamons. You had to protect the... And you open the packet. How many were in the packet? 2. Why 2? One's not enough. 3 is too many. That's why. It was perfect. Perfect vision of the future from Kellogg's. 2 in each packet, 2 slots in the toaster. So you're 8 years old, and you're like, I can do this. The toaster companies are in on it, too.
So there you go. I was just looking further in some of this information I have here. Apparently, the working title is Unfrosted.
Oh.
Which, I must say, if you're going to eat a Pop-Tart, eat the frosted.
Yeah.
But it also says here later that apparently it's going to be filmed entirely in California. The California Film Commission has announced that this movie is going to be one of 30 this year that's been awarded a tax credit for it to be developed for solely in California. You know, like Michigan tax credits, yep. Which they're talking about maybe bringing back. California apparently got them. This is one of the movies that's qualified. So, again, we'll have to wait and find out. Shooting starts in May, no release date. But as I said, purely selfish on my part since it involves one of my favorite breakfast treats.
Assuming Kellogg's is getting a cut of this easily.
I wonder if they're are they involved in the development of the movie? Are they consultants?
I don't know.
You know, you got to go right to the source.
Probably a little bit since it's their product, yeah.
You'd have to think so.
Yeah.
Well, you know, again, this budget's nearly $70 million. Maybe they're going to have to purchase a number of Pop-Tart products. So, I don't know. We'll keep you up to date, of course. And once it becomes something that is actually hitting the silver screen, we'll make sure we have the official announcement. Hopefully, I'm thinking right now, should I be putting away some money to maybe attend the world premiere?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe you should. You're
probably going to be in California. I don't know.
How many flavors are there, or different Pop-Tarts are
there?
Oh,
gosh.
See, I'm wondering now if this movie is successful, this will maybe expand the because you got the blueberry, strawberry, you got the chocolate, you got
raspberry,
the cinnamon,
cherry,
raspberry,
the normal cherry. Ones.
Yeah,
which I say they have in the recent years expanded the flavoring opportunities to try and even partner up with other products, shall we say?
Yeah, that's right. Didn't work.
Which
out.
I don't recommend. I've tried several and just I'm sorry. Just you know the Jolly Rancher Pop-Tarts. Stay away from.
Oh, I forgot about those.
Stay away from.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's my recommendation. Just stick with the regular Pop-Tart. Yeah, this. The Fruit Loop Pop-Tarts. Fruit Loops themselves are great.
Yeah, they're good, yeah.
Pop-Tarts themselves are great. Put them together, it doesn't work. It's a relationship that is not made in heaven. That's my personal opinion. I think
I'll leave it to you. You are the expert.
I am the expert, yes. Now, when the Cheez-It movie comes out, Pat Johnston.
Then I'm the person to talk to.
We were expected to do research on that.